Hello.
Excuse me.
Hello.
Good evening. My name is, I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. It's only going to take like 15 minutes, so would you be interested in answering a couple of questions?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, do you or does any member of household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work or volunteer in a political campaign?
Nope, we're retired.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Give a second, please. And with which political party are you registered? Are you a Republican or Democrat?
I'm a Republican.
Okay, thank you. And as you're aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. So thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for the U.S. Senate, Congress, and Florida State House? The options are, I am definitely going to, very likely to vote, I am somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, I am not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
I will definitely vote.
Okay, thank you. And what is your age? You can give me an age range. I can read them for you.
I'm 86.
Oh, okay, thank you. That's great. And generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Okay, thank you. And from the following, which sets of issues are the most important to you and your family right now? I'm going to read the choices, and you let me know which one you think is the most important. So the first one is public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration. The second one is constitutional issues like gun rights and the Second Amendment. The third one is cultural issues like standing up against woke policies such as DEI and transgender rights.
Illegal,
the next one is affordable.
Illegal immigration.
Okay, that's great. Okay, thank you. And you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. So I'm going to read them for you. The first one is Nan Gov.
Is what who?
Are you...
Who is the first one?
Sorry?
I didn't understand
Nan
that Gov. Name.
Have you ever heard of them?
Who?
N-A-N, Nan. N-A-N, Nan. C-O-B-B, Gov.
No, never heard of him.
Okay. What about Kerry Baker?
Nope.
Never heard of him?
Never heard of him.
Okay. What about Mark Jordan?
Mark Jordan.
Yes.
You're not talking about the Speaker of the House. I've never heard of Mark Jordan either.
Okay. What about Keith Farner?
Never heard of him.
Ever heard of him? Okay. Anthony
never.
Sabatini?
Never heard
Adam
of him.
Owens?
Nope.
Mike Levin? Donald Trump?
Nope. Yes, Donald Trump, yeah. Very favorable.
Are you very favorable? Somewhat favorable. Okay, thank you. David Jordan?
Very favorable. Jordan?
And Ron DeSantis?
No, very favorable.
You've never heard of Ron DeSantis? Oh, okay.
I said
Jordan,
very favorable.
You've never heard of him, you said?
Ron DeSantis, I have a very favorable opinion.
Okay, and for David Jordan, you said very favorable or that you've never heard of him?
I don't know. I'm not sure who David Jordan is.
Okay, that's okay. Thank you. And now, if the Republican primary elections for Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th, were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? The options are Nan Gov, Keith Farner, Mike Levine, and Addie Owens.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know much about any of them. I don't know much
That's
about
okay.
any of them.
That's okay. Don't worry. And if you had to choose today, which candidates are you leaning towards? The options are the same, so would you say the same, that you're undecided?
Undecided among who? Who are the candidates?
It's Nan Tuff, Keith Farner, Mike Levine, and Addie Owens.
Undecided.
Okay, that's great. And compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, or not changed much?
It's gotten better.
Okay, that's great. And generally speaking, which comes closer to your opinion? So I'm going to read two statements for you, and you let me know which one you think comes closer to what you think. The first one is, bipartisanship is a good thing. When Republicans and Democrats come together, there is less gridlock and more gets done for the average person. We need more bipartisanship in government. And the next one is, bipartisanship can be a bad thing. Republicans and Democrats have joined together on things like funding endless wars overseas and giving billions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies and corporations. We don't need more bipartisanship. Instead, we need more elected officials who are willing to clean house in government and fight for conservative principles. Which one would
the
you
first
choose?
One, the first one, we need more bipartisanship.
Okay, that's great. Thank you. And which of the following comes closest to your opinion about President Joe Biden? The first one says, Joe Biden's debate performance proves what we knew all along. He has severe mental decline and has not been running the country. Biden should be ashamed of himself. And after Trump wins, he should persecute Biden and his handlers for putting our entire community at risk and trying to fool the American people. The second one says, while I strongly dislike Joe Biden and his policies, I am voting for Donald Trump. I am somewhat sympathetic towards him. His poor debate performance proves that he is too old and not capable of being president. And the third one says, I am voting for Joe Biden over Donald Trump in November. Which
one? What was that first one again?
It says, Joe Biden's debate performance proves what we knew all along. He has severe mental decline and has not been running the country. Biden should be ashamed of himself and after Trump wins. That one?
That's okay. The one.
Great.
That's the one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the next one says, as you may be aware, the race for Lake County property appraiser has been in the news recently. Current property appraiser Kerry Baker qualified as a riding candidate instead of a Republican candidate. Baker was not anticipating anyone else to run against him, and decided to qualify as a riding candidate so he wouldn't have to pay the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. However, at the last minute, Mark Jordan, the brother of tax collector David Jordan, paid the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. Now in the November election for property appraisers, Jordan will be the Republican on the ballot, and incumbent Kerry Baker will be the riding candidate. Which of the following comes closest to your opinion? So based on what you just heard, I'm going to read two statements, and you let me know which one you think comes closer to your opinion. The first one says, this was a dirty trick by Mark Jordan to steal the property appraiser's position from Kerry Baker. Jordan has been censured by the local Republican Party for his actions and is being sued for this. And the next says, Mark Jordan, like any other Republican in Lake County, has a right to run for political office. Had Kerry Baker just billed as a Republican and paid the fee, the two of them would have faced off in a primary and Republicans would have decided the election. Baker was trying to play fast one and has nobody but himself to blame. So which one would you choose out of those?
The second one.
Okay. Thank you.
The second one.
And now for the next one. If you knew the following statements about a candidate were true, would it make you more likely or less likely to vote for the candidate in the elections for Florida State House? If it makes no difference, you can indicate that as well. So I'm going to read the statements, and there are no names for the candidates, so you just have to let me know what you think based on what you hear.
Okay.
The first one says, a candidate who is endorsed by a group that spent hundreds of thousands of dollars electing Democrats. Would that make you much more likely to vote for him, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Read it. Say that again. I didn't quite get you. Didn't quite get what you said.
It says, a candidate who is endorsed by a group that spent hundreds of thousands of dollars electing Democrats.
Yeah, okay. I have an unfavorable view of that.
Yeah, you have to choose if you are much more likely to vote for him, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely.
Much less likely.
Okay, thank you. The next one says, a candidate who is a 35-year resident of Lake County and a lifelong conservative Republican.
More likely.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay. The next one says, a candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that is the largest lobbyist for the big insurance company responsible for skyrocketing home insurance premiums.
Much less likely.
Okay. The next one says, a candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that supports businesses hiring illegal immigrants.
Much less likely.
Okay, the next one says, a candidate who supports term limits for members of Congress.
Read that again.
A candidate who supports term limits for members of Congress.
Who supports what again? I didn't quite hear you.
Who supports term limits for members of Congress.
I would be much more likely to vote for someone who votes for term limits.
That's okay. Thank you. And the next one says, a candidate who only recently became a Republican, did not vote for Governor DeSantis in his first campaign, and did not support President Trump in the primary.
Less likely.
Much less likely?
Yes.
Okay. The next one says, a candidate who supports increasing property taxes by millions of dollars.
Much less likely.
Okay. A candidate who has criticized Governor DeSantis by suggesting that DeSantis is acting like a tyrant.
Much less likely.
Thank you. A candidate who had a line placed on their home and in separate instance was sued for not paying over $100,000 in rent.
Read that again, please.
A candidate who had a line placed on their home and in a separate instance was sued for not paying over $100,000 in rent.
Much less likely.
Thanks. Candidate who says they are seeking power at the state level so I can return power to you at the local level.
You're kind of breaking up there, ma'am. I didn't quite understand that question either.
Oh, it says, a candidate who says that they are, quote, seeking power at the state level so I can return power to you at the local level, end quote.
More likely.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat.
Okay. A candidate who is bankrolling his campaign by sending over $150,000 in an effort to buy a seat in state government?
Much less likely.
Okay. The next one says, a candidate who will prioritize law and order and has worked for sheriffs Peyton Grinnell and Gary Border?
Much more likely.
Thank you. A candidate who has owned a small business in your community for 30 years?
Much more likely.
Thank you. The next one says, a candidate who has been sued repeatedly for financial crimes, including stealing thousands of dollars from a college and refusing to pay for items purchased.
Much less likely.
And the last one for this list says, a candidate who has served on the Austin City Commission and will use that experience to hit the ground running the Tallahassee and deliver for your community.
Look, again, I didn't understand that whole question. Read that again, please.
A candidate who has served on the Austin City Commission and will use that experience to hit the ground running in Tallahassee and deliver for your community.
More likely, somewhat more likely.
Okay, thank you. Next, you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. So if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
A moderate.
Okay, thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Graduate school and college.
Graduate school and college. From the options, which one would you say fits you the best? The options are less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college trade school, college graduate with an associate's or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
College graduate with a four-year degree.
Okay. Thank you. And do you consider yourself a pro-life or pro-choice on the issue of abortion?
But I'm kind of in the middle. I'd say pro-choice.
You can choose somewhat pro-choice and somewhat pro-life.
I'd say somewhat pro-choice.
Okay, thank you. And this concludes our survey for today then. Thank you very much for participating, and I hope you have a great day.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.